This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A lawyer for the whistleblower who made public President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
In a tweet, Attorney Mark Zaid writes, Congressman Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, has been approached about the whistleblower answering questions from Republicans in writing. President Trump has demanded the person's identity made public since his call to the president of the Ukraine became public. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel tells ABC's This Week a key reason for the impeachment inquiry.
Did the president really sell out his country?
But House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, also on ABC's This Week, says the Democrats are playing politics.
They don't want fair rules. They just want to hurt President Trump's chances to win re-election.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Iran has broken further away from its collapsing 2015 nuclear deal with world powers by announcing it's doubling the number of advanced centrifuges it operates. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Iran calls the centrifuge decision a direct result of President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the agreement. By starting up these advanced centrifuges, Iran further cuts into the 1 year that experts estimate Tehran would need to have enough material for building a nuclear weapon, if it chooses to pursue one. Iran now says it has a prototype centrifuge that works 50 times faster than those allowed under the 2015 deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reviving decades-old cries of death to America, Iran on Monday marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and the 444-day hostage crisis that followed. Demonstrators gathered in front of the former U.S. Embassy in downtown Tehran. For more on any of today's news stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.